ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत् कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 10। तद् विदित्वा मुनिः प्राह पत्नीं कष्टम् अकारसिः घोरो दण्डधरः पुत्रो भ्राता ते ब्रह्मवित्तमः। वर्ड मीनिंग तत् दिस विदित्वा हैविंग लर्न मुनिः द ग्रेट सेज प्राह सेड पत्नीम अंटू हिज वाइफ कष्टम वेरी रिग्रेटेबल अकारसी यू हैव डन घोर पियर्स दंडाधर ए ग्रेट पर्सनालिटी हु कैन पनिश अदर्स पुत्र सच ए सन भ्राता ब्रदर ते योर ब्रह्मवित्तमः ए लर्नेड स्कॉलर इन स्पिरिचुअल साइंस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन व्हेन द ग्रेट सेज ऋचिका रिटर्न्ड होम आफ्टर वेडिंग एंड अंडरस्टूड व्हाट हैड हैपेंड इन हिज एब्सेंस ही सेड टू हिज वाइफ Satyavati, you have done a great wrong. Your son will be a fierce Kshatriya, able to punish everyone. And your brother will be a learned scholar in spiritual science. Purport. A Brahmana is highly qualified when he can control his senses and mind. When he is a learned scholar in spiritual science, and when he is tolerant and forgiving. A Kshatriya, however, is highly qualified when he is fierce in giving punishment to wrongdoers. These qualities are stated in Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter 42 and 43 verse. Because Satyavati, instead of eating her own oblation, had eaten that which was meant for her mother, she would give birth to a son imbued with the Kshatriya spirit. This was undesirable. The son of a Brahmana is generally expected to become a Brahmana. But if such a person becomes fierce like a Kshatriya, he is designated according to the description of the four Varnas in Bhagavad Gita. चतुर्वर्णम मया सृष्टम गुण कर्म विभागशः। इफ द सन ऑफ ए ब्राह्मण डज नॉट बिकम लाइक ए ब्राह्मण ही मे बी कॉल्ड ए क्षत्रिय वैश्य और शूद्र अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज क्वालिफिकेशंस। द बेसिक प्रिंसिपल फॉर डिवाइडिंग सोसाइटी इज नॉट ए पर्सन्स बर्थ बट हिज क्वालिटीज एंड एक्शंस। ओम अज्ञानं तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन त తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం జైన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామహం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందే అహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సగ్రజాతం సహగణం రఘునాథం నితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీశ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలిత శ్రీ విశాఖానితం స నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంతస్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతిదేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌరవభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్డ్ దట్ హౌ ది రిషిక ముని ఈజ్ ఫోర్కాస్టింగ్ అబౌట్ ది సన్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ వైఫ్ అండ్ ది సన్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ మదర్ ఇన్ లా. వీ కెన్ జస్ట్ ఇమాజిన్ దట్ హౌ అడ్వాన్స్డ్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ ది టెక్నాలజీ ఆర్ సైన్స్. దే కుడ్ క్లియర్లీ సే నౌ దే హ్యావ్ నాట్ కన్సెప్ట్ ఇవెన్ కన్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్ బిఫోర్ దాట్ దే కుడ్ హ్యావ్ టెల్ ఓ యూ హ్యావ్ టేకెన్ దిస్ షీ హ్యాస్ టేకెన్ దిస్ యువర్ సన్ విల్ బి లైక్ దిస్ హర్ సన్ విల్ బి లైక్ దిస్. So, by that we can see that whatever society, whatever family, whatever body, symptoms, but if the seed is different, then nature will be different. Nature will be different. Sometimes we see in the same ground, not even 1 or 2 feet difference, if you put a seed of different tree, and they will come, but they are different nature. And different taste, different size, different color, everything different. So, Prabhupada is telling that how the Kshatriya and Brahmanas, they should be considered not according to their birth, but according to their nature of karma and quality. Guna karma vibhagasa. And actually, if somebody want to have a Brahmana son or Kshatriya son, what type of son, they could have do so if they will follow the proper procedure. And that was here. Ruchika Muni was a Brahmana and he wants naturally a son who must have all Brahminical qualities. And he was making all the oblations, the preparation, the charu for Brahmana son. And his father-in-law or mother-in-law, they were Kshatriya, king. And they were making for their nature, for their need. But these two women, the mother and daughter, they exchanged their seat. And now, by knowing this, after when he come back from his bedding and he saw that they have exchanged it, so now he says, you are doing a big mistake. Why you did that? So even now in this Kali Yuga, if somebody wants to have a good child, he should follow the procedure. Though all this kind of shastric things are not available nowadays, not that kind of quality of Brahmana like Rishika Muni was there, they can focus not like that, but still, if we follow the sanskar method, the Garbhadana sanskar, or we create a Krishna consciousness atmosphere, then we can expect that a pure soul will come, a devotee soul will come. Otherwise, who knows? Nowadays people are begetting child like cats and dogs. Like, so that's an animalistic society and people are becoming so fierce, ferocious, terrorist and all that. But nobody is trying to follow the Vedic principle. And though we are so perfect, that just by taking the seed of different nature, he is telling that forecasting their son will be totally different quality. And not only that, more thing is that even the Ruchika Muni's Patni, Satyavati, she said, no, please do something, I don't want, I want a son like Brahmana. And Ruchika Muni could change that nature also. Even before son, he said, okay, I can do that. Your son of a son, your grandson will be like that. Your son may not be like that. That can be done. So you can see that even the seed is different. But the Kripasakti can work even, they can change the nature. The Kripasakti can intervene it and change the nature even. And both things are here. When we think that, though it is sure that if particular nature of seed you are taking, then the son will be different, particular nature. But if you can do devotion and you can get kripa, by that kripa sakti, even that nature can be changed. But change means for some time, that will come again. They cannot abolish. Rishika Muni could not, okay, your son will never, no. Okay, you don't want, I can do that only. Your son will not be of that quality, but your grandson will be of. He can't take it out. Once seed has gone, it will have his effect either on your son or your grandson or great grandson. Somewhere it will come. They can just postpone or prepone, they can do something adjustment, but they cannot take it out. They can't take it out. So, where this Gadhi Putra, the Gadhi is the father-in-law of Rishika Muni, how his putra become Vishwamitra. Though he was Kshatriya, but he became Brahmana. Yes. Pure breed Kshatriya became Brahmana by his practice, by his power, by prowess. And here the Satyavati Sutta became Jamadagni, and Jamadagni Sutta became Parasuram. Pierce. That effect will come. After a long time, even that effect will not go away. It is so powerful. Nowadays, the scientific advancement is such that they are saying, at least they are finding about the DNA. They are telling that. But DNA can tell about the external nature. But the quality and action, they even cannot recognize it. But they are so advanced at that time, they could forecast that even. We can see that how the quality and actions are so powerful, and it, you can't change it, you can't take it out even in your practice. It is so difficult. In this Parasurama story, that is a nice story in Mahabharata, that when Parasuram was totally against of Kshatriyas by killing Kartavirja Arjuna, and 21 type he put delete button for Kshatriyas. he killed them 21 times. Even that he was so angry, so against of Kshatriyas, he opened an institution, he opened a university to teach military science. But he became old, he said, I will train others to become furious Kshatriya, but he want to give only teachings to Brahmanas. He doesn't want to keep any Kshatriyas. Arey Baba, no Brahmanas will take admission. They don't want to become fighter. They were Suha, Suha, Chudadhai and all these things. But he was such against of Kshatriya, he said, no, I will not teach any Kshatriya. And he was so perfected But he said, I will not teach. He opened his university and the policy is only Brahman can take admission there. And we know that story in Mahabharata that Karna was son of Sun God. Sun God was pure 100% Kshatriya. And Mother Kunti, she got, you know all the story how she threw it away and that Suta. But because his certificate name is taken care by the Suta, so he, Karna was called, though he was pure Kshatriya, but everybody in the society knows him as Suta Putra, not Kshatriya. So because the quality and action is there in Karna, so he want to learn military science. He want to be a Yuddha. So at that time, in all over India, that two high grade institution, universities were there who are imparting military science in a top grade. One under the direction of the director was Dronacharya and another was Parshuram. So Dronacharya was in Hastinapur, that university he applied there. He filled the form and applied there, but his form got rejected. Application got rejected. Why? Because this university is only meant for royal sons. You are not belong from royal family. So, sorry, we can't take you. Karna became so harassed. He said, how come I tried to learn, I applied, but then accepting me. Then not checking my qualities. They are saying only if you are a prince, then you will take it. And his application got rejected. So he searched in Google and find out that another potential university and a really high grade teacher, Lord Parshurama, he is the director there. He was the, so he somehow or other tried to get admitted there. But he found out the rules and regulations that only Parshuram has a different nature. He only can take the son of a Brahmana. He will not take Kshatriya. And since Parshuram has opened his university, till now not a single student he got admitted there. Because military science, no Brahmanas are interested in that education. No students are there. But still, Parshuram was so persistent, he said, no, I will not teach anybody except Brahmana. Somehow or other, Karna find out that and he made a forgery certificate and he go to Lohi Bazar, purchased this janeyu and saved his head, sikha, tilak, everything and dress up like a pure Brahmana and put certificate, everything like Misra or Tripathi or something like that and produce all proof with him, all affidavit and everything, all certificate, proof papers, everything is Brahman. And Parshuram became so happy that at last, one student I got, it looks like a very good boy. And he checked his certificate, paper, everything, he is Brahman. All papers are from Brahmanical quality, Brahman. But he didn't check the quality. But he was, because no student was there, at least somebody is coming. By seeing the certificate, everything, he accept him. And he got admitted and Parshuram became so happy and started teaching him because Karna was a real 100% hybrid Kshatriya and he was getting the military education grasping like anything. And by seeing the student's nature and his quality, Parshuram became so happy. Oh, whatever I am teaching, he is getting it. Same day, all homeworks finished. He became very happy. So one incident happened once that Parshuram, at the time he was a bit old, so once he was teaching something, practical education, and he became little tired and he wants to take rest in the school only. So Karna saw that my teacher, my guru is really tired and he wants to take rest. He want to lie down, but there is no bed, no pillow. So person was so tired, he lied down. He wants a pillow, so he put his head on the thigh of Karna, and he slept. Karna, he thought, so this is a chance to serve my guru. I should be serious. I should make him happy. So if he is taking rest, he is really tired. So I should make sure that he should not get disturbance. His sleep should not be disturbed. So he sat down like a wooden creature. So strict, not even straight, sitting like that. Somehow or other, by the will of Lord, one insect, they used to tell Indra Gopa, it looks like an ant, red ant, but it's not like red, not actually red ant. Indra Gopa, he looks like ant, red ant, but is so furious ant that Indra Gopa, if he can bite, he can take at least a small piece of a flesh, take out. So powerful ant. So that Indra Gopa comes somehow or other at that time, maybe there is no marble school or some cement, so cow dung or some clay. So from somewhere that Indra Gopa insect come. Karna saw that this furious insect is coming towards me, but if I react, then my Guruji may get disturbed. So he sat down straight without any tinge of effect, so that Indra Gopa insect went right to the thigh of Karna and started biting there. And it was so severe, she took a piece of flesh from the thigh, and the blood comes out like, hose pipe. Karna was very strong, stout, and blood coming out, and fresh blood come out, bleeding happened. And Parshuram, some blood touched into his bodies, and he said, why I am getting feeling wet, what is that? So his sleep got disturbed, and he put his hand, why some water is here? He thought some liquid is there, water. So it's blood, fresh blood. So he became really astonished and got up. Where from this blood coming? And he saw the face of his student, totally motionless, same, no, not a single mark is there. So tolerant. He tolerated like nothing happened to him. This wound is bleeding like anything, but it tolerated, nothing happened. So when Parshuram saw, he asked, what happened, where the blood? Now Guruji, you can take rest, nothing. What nothing? Where the blood is coming? Now that insect bites, some bleeding is happening. Parshuram saw that insect, immediately recognized that insect is not ordinary ant. This is Indra Gopa, a severe insect. So painful, and she bite, and bleeding is happening. Still you have no reaction, no effect. You tolerate everything. Guruji, I don't want you to disturb. You are taking rest. It's not good. Achha, you tolerate everything. You don't want to disturb me. That's why you tolerate this kind of wound. Yes, it's not problem. I can take it. So Parshuram, Karna was thinking that my guru will become so happy, he will become really happy, but the reverse happened. Parshuram became furious and stood up. He said, you cheated me. You are a cheater. You are not at all a Brahmana. You cannot be a Brahmana. You must be a Kshatriya. Karna says, will you check my certificate? Go through the folder and find out. You can send even for police verification. Nowadays, in passport office they are sending all this police verification to the birthplace. But they don't know that they are becoming smart. They are, the people are smarter than them also. But this government, they are not enough qualified and smart. They can't find out the nature. But they are Parshurama. They are expert in finding nature. He said, you cannot be a just. This is your certificate is duplicate, forgery. Why? Now because I know Brahmana, they are tolerant. They can tolerate mental stress. If you scold him, if you insult him, something, they can tolerate to some extent. But they cannot tolerate so much this physical stress. Physical stress they cannot. They will shout. they will shout it. And without any reaction, no shouting, nothing, such a heavy wound happened to Indra Gopa Vaidhu, and you are motionless sitting. And the nature of Kshatriya is like that. They can tolerate physical stress, physical wound like anything. If they cut your hand, cut your leg, okay, nothing much. But if you insult them, they can't take it. They will become so furious. They will take revenge. They cannot take revenge in this life. They will take another life to take revenge. They will take birth again to take revenge. It will not go out from them. They will become so outraged. So Parshuram knows this nature. Karna didn't know. So Parshuram said, you cannot be a Brahmana. Definitely, you are, even till now, Karna didn't know that he was a pure Kshatriya. He was thinking he is a Suta Pudra. He was just trying to change his name from a Suta to a Brahmana. But now Parshuram is telling a third thing. That neither you are Suta nor you are Brahmana, you are a Kshatriya. Because this is your nature. You are tolerating physical stress like so much. You cannot be a Brahmana or anybody else. You are pure breed Kshatriya. And he cursed him. So he can see that how even the physical appearance, even the family members, even the eating habits, even everything, something, but that seed, the nature of the seed can't change. It will have its own effect. Even Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in 16th chapter, I think, Daivasura Vibhaga Yoga, when he is explaining about the qualities of the divine qualities and demoniac qualities, Krishna is telling that these qualities are abhijatasya bharata. They are by birth. They are not after that they got the training and they got the school and got that practice habit. No. This is by birth. They are bringing this quality from their previous life. Yes. Because the seed contains that nature, that quality. He contains abhijatasya bharata. Danbha, darpa, abhimanasya, krodha, parusya, evacha. You see, all these qualities of a Kshatriya, they are by birth. By birth. It's not by after they're getting trained, get association. Association has some effect, but the effect of association will come in the next birth, not in this birth. Yes. There is a story, there was a king in Orisha, and there was a, in Jaydev's time, there is another poet, very famous devotional poet. See, he wrote a nice poem. So the king was a poet too. And the king, by seeing the poet, he said, this poetry should be in my name. I will get the name and fame. So he called that poet. He said, kindly, I will give whatever you want, blank check. You just put this poetry in my name, that I am the author. He forced that poet. Then poet didn't say anything. He wrote some stanzas and sent to the king. That was there in the Oriya language. This one or two stanza, I remember. There's one stanza, I said, Baraji barase dehi manasa, Baraji barase amidhya grasa, Dehe mandakini raja lagai, Grama sukari ki haivo gai. That is in Oriya language. They are saying Baraji Barase Amithya Grasa. If a pig, if he wants to become a cow, and he accepts the process for 1 year, he will not eat his prescribed food. Amithya Grasa means he used to eat stool and all that, he will not eat. Very strict. For one year, I will not eat anything like that. Baraji Barase, for 1 year, he give up his pudding habit, eating habit, and what he will eat for 1 year? Baraji Barase Amithya Grasa, Baraji Barase Dehi Manasa, Baraji Barase Barishta Jiva is cow. The Shrestha animal, famous animal is cow. So the cow rasa, that's milk, only pure desi cow milk that pig will drink, only cow milk for 1 year. Only milk, Dugdhahari Baba. Not grains, nothing else. Only cow milk and pure desi cow milk. Not eating anything else. For 1 year will give up that, for 1 year will drink this. Baraji Barase Amithya Grasa, Baraji Barase Dehi Manasa. And again he will do Dehe Mandakini Raja Lagai. In his whole body he will go 3 times, he will take bath in Ganga and put the Ganga Murtika in all over his body, smear. The Ganga Murtika all over his body, Ganga Murtika. Mandakini Raja Lagai. If he go through this process for 1 year, all the 3 things, he will give up all these eating habits and eat only milk and take for 1 year 3 times bathing in Ganga and putting tilaks and all Ganga Murtika all over the body. So can he become cow? Then what will become? And the last line he says, Jagate Kevala Jane Hasi. Only thing will happen, all the people in the society will laugh at him. They will laugh. Say, why you are wasting your time, Baba? Nothing will happen to you. Even if you do all these things, nothing will happen. You will become same pig. And the last time, Karpura Chandana Dai Rasuna Rupile Nai Tave Se Kushita Vasana. If you take a garlic and you put it in camphor and chandan for some day, and you put it in the ground, and the ground also you put sufficient quantity of camphor and chandan and put that, and when that garlic became tree and new garlic comes out, same bad smell will come. No good smell will come. Nothing will happen. You get to see it. Yes. Sometimes we are seeing that even in a neem tree, just I was walking today, I saw in one neem tree was there and another banyan tree in the neem tree. There is a banyan tree comes out in the neem tree. But that banyan tree, he has totally different size, different look, different thing, everything different. Though it's coming out from the neem tree, not different place. Same tree, the root of the neem tree is getting the food from the soil according to his nature. But taking that nature of food, the banyan tree is different. Though it is growing from that tree only, taking his pudding, everything from that tree, but his totally shape and size, everything is different. Everything is different. So that's what, even if you take birth in a Brahminical family or a demoniac family, wherever, it may have some effect, but the seed, the effect of the seed, the nature of the seed, it will never go away. Never goes away. It will come up. That's why Guna Karma Vivhagasa. Always decided according to the quality and action, not by the society, not by the birth, not like that. So here we can see that even the Ruchika Muni, and he tried his best, but because he changed the seat, he said, now it will not happen. Even if you are saying you don't want a son like a Kshatriya, okay, but your grandson will be Kshatriya. We cannot change. I am becoming so merciful, but I can go to that extent only. I cannot take it out fully. That is there. But that is the power of a muni, he can do that. But if somebody is performing serious devotional service, then effect will happen. But that effect will happen in the next birth. In this birth, it can be neutralized. It can be. It is many places it is said that if somebody is performing devotional service and chanting holy name, then it is said that they have performed all the sacrifices, they have studied all this Vedic scripture, they have gone through all the purificatory process, all this course has completed, because they are taking the name of the Lord, they are doing devotion, but they are qualified to do sacrifice, fair sacrifice like a Brahmana. But that doesn't mean that they will go and do sacrifice. No, though they are qualified, but because they are doing devotion, they will become so humble, they will never forecast themselves, oh, I am so and so. No, because devotion is so powerful that will first quality of devotion is you will become so meek and humble. Though you are fully qualified, but will show himself you are beyond even Shudra, you are so niche. The Haridas Thakur, Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they were so high grade personality. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatan Goswami, when he was testing him, he said, Sanatan, I know that if Devendra Munindra, the big yogi, muni, devata, if they will touch your shadow, they will get purified. They will get purified. All Jogindra, Munindra, they will get purified. By your presence, by touching your shadow, they will get fully purified. But you are not entering into the temple and you are coming through such a long path and taking such a kind of trouble. This is Maryada. This is the Maryada. And Mahaprabhu becomes so pleased. He said, I know your quality, your nature. You are such a qualified, but because you are a devotee, you will not show yourself that you are qualified. So that's why those who are really qualified, they will never ever show themselves like that. It's in Shastra, it is said, Gandusa Jalamatrena Sarphari Parpharayate Agadha Jalasanchari Rohita Naiva Garbite. There are two kinds of fish. One is small fish called Sarphari, small fish. If that much water, Gandusa is that. If you put that much water, put that fish, he will put his tail and that, I am here, he advertise himself that I am so and so, I am here. But Rohita is Rajanang Machche, the king of the fish, Rohita. In Agadhadala Sanchari, put even such a high depth water, nobody can trace it out that whether it is there or not. He will become so gentle, so humble. So that's you can see that all these guna, karma, svabhava, we can give whatever things, but the real svabhava naya muchyate, jadi muchyate sane sane. This svabhava will never ever go away. That is what avijatasya, by birth, the quality never ever goes away. It will come. But if you sincerely and seriously practice devotional service, that svabhav will have a great effect on it. Great effect on it, but still, he will not show himself that I am out of it. He will show that I am like that. Because that is the nature of the devotion. That is the nature of devotion. Yes. One story I have heard that when Prabhupada was there in Vrindavan, this is a fact, మే బి ప్రభు జీ సంబడి ది నో దట్ వన్ ప్రభుపాద్ ఇన్ ఇన్ 70s ఎర్లీ 70s లైక్ దట్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ న్యూలీ దిస్ కృష్ణ బలరామ టెంపుల్ జస్ట్ అండర్ కన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఆర్ బిల్ట్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ దట్ వన్ ప్రభుపాద్ డిసైపుల్ ఐ డోంట్ నో ది నేమ్ సెడ్ దట్ హీ యూస్ టు గో ఎవ్రీడే టు హ్యావ్ దర్శన ప్రాధారమణ్ ఎవ్రీడే గో టు రాధారమణ్ ఫండ ప్రాధారమణ్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ దెర్ వాజ్ నో కృష్ణ బలరామ డిటి వాజ్ దర్ అండర్ కన్స్ట్రక్షన్ టెంపుల్ సో ప్రభుపాద్ యూస్ టు స్టే ఇన్ రాధా దామోదర్ సో ఆల్ ది ప్రభుపాద్ డిసైపుల్ దే యూస్ టు విజిట్ సప్త గోస్వామి టెంపుల్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ బిఫోర్ టెంపుల్ ప్రభుపాద్ హౌస్ వాజ్ బిల్ట్ సో ప్రభుపాద్ షిఫ్టెడ్ హియర్ సో డిబ్యూటీస్ ఆల్సో షిఫ్టెడ్ హియర్ సమ్ హౌ రాదర్ బట్ బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ గోయింగ్ ఎవ్రీ డే టు హ్యావ్ దర్శన్ రాధారమణ్ సో హీ వాజ్ గోయింగ్ సో ఎవ్రీ డే ద డిబ్యూటీ విల్ గో అండ్ హ్యావ్ ది దర్శన భారతి రాధారమణ్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ హార్డ్లీ పీపుల్ యూస్ టు గో హ్యావ్ టెంపుల్ బృందావన్ వాజ్ టోటలీ డిఫరెంట్ నౌ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఢిల్లీ పీపుల్ మెనీ పీపుల్ కమింగ్ సో పాపులేటెడ్ బట్ బిఫోర్ 20-30 years నథింగ్ వాజ్ హియర్ నో మార్కెట్ యూజ్ హార్డ్లీ ఎనీ పీపుల్ ఇన్ హోల్ డే ఇఫ్ యూ గెట్ 10-20 people దట్స్ ఎనఫ్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ గోయింగ్ అండ్ రాధారామ టెంపుల్ ఎవ్రీ డే ఆర్తి టైమ్ హీ వాజ్ దేర్ సో ది పూజారి హీ వాజ్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ఆర్తి డూయింగ్ ఆర్తి హీ విల్ ఆర్తి టు సా దట్ వన్ వెస్టర్న్ డిబ్యూటీ ఈజ్ కమింగ్ వెరీ సిన్సియర్ ఎవ్రీ డే ఈజ్ కమింగ్ రెగ్యులర్లీ సో హీ బికమ్ వెరీ ప్లీజ్డ్ అట్లీస్ట్ నోబడీ ఈజ్ సీయింగ్ బట్ హీ ఈజ్ కమింగ్ ఎవ్రీ డే ఆర్తి టైమ్ సో వన్ డే హీ కాల్ హీ బికమ్ సో హ్యాపీ హీ పూజారి కాల్ టు దట్ డిబ్యూటీ అండ్ గేవ్ ప్రసాద్ అండ్ గేవ్ సంథింగ్ కులి అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ అండ్ హీ టోల్డ్ ఐఎమ్ సో హ్యాపీ డెఫినెట్లీ రాధారమణ ఈజ్ ప్లీజ్డ్ అండ్ ఈఫ్ యూ రెగ్యులర్లీ కమ్ ఎవ్రీ డే టు హ్యావ్ దర్శన్ ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ డివోషన్ యూ ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ దర్శన్ అండ్ యూ విల్ డూ దాట్ దెన్ డెఫినెట్లీ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ బార్త్ యూ విల్ అపియర్ ఇన్ ఇండియా నెక్స్ట్ బార్త్ యూ విల్ అపియర్ ఇన్ ఇన్ గోస్వామి పరివార్ ఇన్ దాట్ ఫ్యామిలీ అండ్ దెన్ యూ విల్ గెట్ ఛాన్స్ టు వర్షిప్ లైక్ దాట్ టు రాధారమణ ఆర్తి and he said I have to take at least minimum 3 baths to do arti like that so he come back and he told to Prabhupad today this Goswami ji he told me like that Prabhupad started laughing he said okay you go tomorrow and when you will become to come to you told him that Goswami ji I heard that if you will perform arti so seriously sincerely every day then your next life you will take birth in America and join ISKCON and become devotee that means Papa is telling that just doing this performing arti sincerely that is not that much importance the most important thing is taking shelter of Lord and doing devotion chanting his name not that so you are doing devotion chanting his name why you go again to do to become pujari there no you are so angry so like that so in devotion devotional service pure devotional service this kind of nature though they have some external effects are there but internally they are totally effectless yes though sanatan goswami haridas thakur and many others they were posing themselves they are like chandala mlecha neecha they will not go there no but it doesn't mean that they are like that only in the society external they are posing they are showing themselves like that but internally they are so highly exalted and pure nobody can be compared with them but so that's all these things the seed what we are getting the sanskar all this and that has effect externally but if somebody is taking the process of pure devotional service then everything can be nullified he can immediately cross all this kind of quality and everything you can trigunatmita that's what Krishna also told in Bhagavad Gita sa gunan samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate అభ్యభిచారి భక్తి ইফ সম্বডি পারফর্ম অব্যবিচারী অনন্য ভক্তি দেন হি উইল ক্রস ওভার দি থ্রি নেচার, থ্রি মোডস অফ নেচার, দ্যাট ক্যান বি ডান। বট আনটিল অ্যান্ড আনলেস উই পারফর্ম দি আসন অফ পিওর ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস দেন উই হ্যাভ টু, উই আর ফোর্সড টু শো দিস কোয়ালিটিস অ্যান্ড উই হ্যাভ টু, দ্যাটস ওয়াই দি ইন বর্ণাশ্রম সিস্টেম, বিকজ উই হ্যাভ নট, উই হ্যাভ নট ডুইং পিওর ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস দেন উই হ্যাভ টু স্লোলি স্লোলি ডেভেলপ অ্যাকর্ডিং টু আওয়ার নেচার, অ্যাকর্ডিং টু আওয়ার কোয়ালিটি উই শুড ডু আওয়ার অ্যাকশন অ্যান্ড গেট প্রমোশন লাইক দ্যাট। পিওর ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস লাইক এ লিফ্ট অ্যান্ড বর্ণাশ্রম সিস্টেম ইজ লাইক এ স্টেপিং স্টোন, স্টেপ আপ লাইক দ্যাট। সো অল দিস থিংস উই আর ইন দিস, ইন দিস চ্যাপ্টার উই আর রিডিং দ্যাট দিস ইজ বর্ণাশ্রম, দিস হোয়াট এভার দি সিড ইজ কমিং দি নেচার ইজ ক্যারিং ফরওয়ার্ড লাইক দ্যাট, দি সান উইল হ্যাভ দ্যাট পার্টিকুলার নেচার ইন দ্যাট। সো দিস নাইন্থ ক্যান্টো হোল ইজ ইসা অনুকথা, ইসা অনুকথা, অনু মিন্স দি ফলোয়ার্স, সো বিকজ ইট ইজ ইন ভাগবতম দ্যাট হাউ দি ফেমাস কিংস দে আর বিকম দি ফলোয়ার অফ ঈশ্বর, ফলোয়ার অফ লর্ড, সো দে আর ক্যারেক্টার্স আর দে আর, সো দ্যাটস ওয়াই ওই আর দিস ইড ইন মেনশন ইন ভাগবতম দিস অনুকথা, দি হিস্ট্রি অফ দিস এমিনেন্ট কিংস দোজ হু আর ফলোয়ার্স অফ দি বেদিক প্রিন্সিপল অ্যান্ড ফলোয়ার্স অফ লর্ড ইস অনুকথা। সো ফাইনালি উই ক্যান সে দ্যাট উই হ্যাভ টু ডেভেলপ দি প্রসেস অফ পিওর ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু গেট অ্যাওয়ে ফ্রম দিস নেচার অফ কোয়ালিটি অফ অ্যাকশন হোয়াট এভার জাস্ট বাই প্র্যাকটিস, ও আই ওয়ান্ট টু বিকম লাইক দ্যাট, নো 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 নো, যস্যাস্তি ভক্তি ভগবতি অকিঞ্চনা সর্বে গুণস্তত্র সময়সু সমাসুতে সুরা, ইফ পিওর ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস, ইফ ডিভোশন ইজ দেয়ার দেন অল দিস ডিভাইন কোয়ালিটিস উইল অটোমেটিক্যালি কাম টু ইউ, অ্যান্ড উইদাউট ডুইং দিস ভক্তি ইফ ইউ গো ফর ট্রেনিং প্রসেস অ্যান্ড প্র্যাকটিসিং নথিং উইল হ্যাপেন, নথিং উইল হ্যাপেন। হরে কৃষ্ণ। Any comment or question? Yes. Mental pain also. We are all Sudras. We are neither Brahmana nor Kshatriya. That is our position. Can we have
mixed nature,
mixed
Brahman and Vaishya? For example, Brahman and Vaishya nature, can we have mixed
nature? In first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was telling him that, I don't know, because, you know, that's Varana Sankar, what is that? That you are speaking only. You got it? Yes. Mixed breed. Nowadays, every vegetable, every human being, even cow, and all of Rana Sankar Baba. They are very dangerous. Very dangerous. Create disturbance in the havoc in society. Yes.
Maharaj, you mentioned Lord Narsam has decided already to give letter in Sanskrit.
What? Lord?
Parushra decided to give up only for, you know, that is science for Brahmans. But we see Mahabharata, Bhishmapitama also has disciples. His one Shiva Chandriya.
Bhishmapitama of?
Bhishmapitama also is disciple.
Yeah.
So he was Kshatriya Brahmacharya.
But at that time he was not taking that vow. Bhishmapitama is not the student of this university. He was student in a heavenly university. You know that? He is graduated from there, not from here. Yes, from there. Okay. Maharaj will say. Hare Krishna. Grantharasimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki.